This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Acclaimed, and I guess that would be deep investigative journalism, but anyways, so Ben did that, and because Chris is not here to rein me in, I'm getting away from what I want to talk about, and that's Kenny Pickett for a second, because Stefanski sounded very giddy and bullish about Pickett, and Ben said this about the potential Steelers-Browns matchup in October this year.
Browns at Steelers. Is that going to be Kenny Pickett's revenge game? Kenny coming in.
Shiloh
Sanders playing on that. If Kenny comes in, does he get booed or cheered? I think cheered.
No, I think you're wrong. I think you're dead wrong. I mean, Ben heard the cheers of Heinz Field for almost 20 years. So he's the man in the arena. He's very familiar with fan reaction to things. So I'm actually shocked that he would be almost that naive about how Kenny would be looked at by Steelers fans. He's the Browns quarterback. Even if things didn't end poorly here, even if he was a guy that had great success in Pittsburgh, I don't think he's getting polite applause from fans when he comes in here. I think he's going to be looked at as public enemy number one. For the vast majority of Steelers fans, and I'm even going to surprise you with this, I know Pitt fans who feel this way. I think for the majority of Steelers fans, they think that Kenny Pickett quit on the Steelers and took the sucker easy way out. Now, I think he was making a business decision for himself and didn't think he was going to get put in a good situation or good spot by the Steelers. So he took control of his career, which I don't blame him for at all. He won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. He got to go back home, but he didn't play. He played at the very end of the Super Bowl and almost threw an interception. I guess he still got to play in a Super Bowl, which is more than I can say about the Steelers since he left. But that's just... That's a mind-blowing take by Ben. I think Ben, in this new media journey he's on, has done a pretty good job of tapping into what fans want to hear. And also, getting inside the mind of the Steelers' John Malkovich and being able to kind of figure out what they want him to talk about and what they want him to say. So I'm flabbergasted, as Ron once said in an interview with Ben. I don't know if you remember that quote, Donnie. Do you remember Ron being like, I don't know what to say, I'm flabbergasted?
No, what was that in reaction
That was to? When Ben brought up the prospect of retirement because he secretly hated Todd Haley and was trying to get him pushed out the door.
And Ron, what, like 2015?
And Ron didn't see that coming. And Ron said, I'm flabbergasted, I don't know what to say, and just pointed at me and was like, please talk. Because he was that thrown off by it. I can't fathom that he's right about this.
No, he's going to get booed out of the building by everybody except for some diehard Pitt fans. But even you said you know some Pitt fans.
You're not there for Pitt. You're not there for Pitt NC State. You're there as a Steelers fan.
But I mean, I'm sure that I would guarantee there are guys that I know that if they are at that game, they will not boo.
If Darrell Revis picked off a pass and returned it for a touchdown against the Steelers, he'd get picked. He'd get booed by Steelers fans.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking right? about one of the all-time great
exactly.
players.
Exactly. If Aaron Donald had a big sack at Heinz Field, and a happy birthday, Aaron. You once invited me to your draft party, so I want to give you a little shout-out at 34 years old. 10 years, 10 Pro Bowls. Only one other player in NFL history did that, Donnie. Can you name who it is?
Sorry, say that again.
10 Pro Bowls in 10 years for Aaron Donald. Can you name the other NFL player who did that in his career? One
Barry
other guy.
Sanders.
There you go. So you're on the ball today. I'm sorry. There's no friggin' way. Listen to Ben again here. One more time. I'm going to play it for effect.
Browns at Steelers. Is that going to be Kenny Pickett's revenge game? Kenny coming in.
I just
Shiloh Sanders playing on that one. If Kenny comes in, does he get booed or cheered? I think cheered.
How did Spence react to that?
I don't have the rest of the audio. But Spence is not, I don't know. So Spence is great friends with someone I know. Someone you know, too.
Yeah, we both know.
And so I've gotten to know a little bit more about Spence. But Spence is not a native Pittsburgher, and I think he's an adopted Steelers fan. Now he does a show with Ben. So I don't know if he, like, taps into the fan culture
yeah,
or the
like
fan
the history
thoughts
there.
As well. I'm sorry, Spence, if I'm offending you by saying these things. I've never met you before. You seem like a very nice man from everything I've heard, and actually a wizard when it comes to technical broadcasting stuff. So that's cool. And it's awesome that you've had success with Roethlisberger. And we know that Ben listens sometimes and takes subtle shots at Malzi and also goes on and talks about things Tony in Greensburg tells us about Aaron Rodgers. So don't be surprised if the Aaron Rodgers in the Strip District rumor ends up on Footballin' the next time they record a podcast. But If I were in there, I would say, Ben, I love you to death, buddy, but you are on crack right now.
Yeah, I would have said, are you out of your mind?
There's no way. There's not a Steelers fan listening to this show right now who would cheer Kenny when he comes back. Not one. I don't even think Bostic, if he were at that game, would have the balls to cheer Kenny. I don't think Dorn, if he were at the game, would have the nuts to cheer Kenny. See, I don't think E.J. Borgetti. A Pittman through and through would have in that moment, he might be inside cheering, but a Browns quarterback, you're not playing the Arizona Cardinals or the friggin' New Orleans Saints. You're playing your little brother rival. You don't have the cojones to cheer that guy. Come on now.
I mean, with Pat and with EJ, you're talking about two guys that work for Pitt.
But they work in Pittsburgh.
Right, but I mean, they work for Pitt.
I understand that, but if you're at the game and you do that, you're going to have people that I think want to, I don't know if beat you up is the right way of looking at it, but
I think it's easy.
You're going to get crap from people.
Probably, but I also think it's easily explained. Like, if somebody would say something to Pat Bostic, he'll turn around, explain who he is. Like, listen, I work for the University
saying
of Pittsburgh.
Saying
I have
he played at Pitt is
him.
Not a good enough. Is not a good enough reason there. Like, I've defended the very specific issue of when a Kenny video gets shown at a Pitt game, or say week one before the NFL plays, when Kenny's gone back to Pitt, when people who are at a Pitt game in Pittsburgh have booed Kenny because he was not a good Steelers quarterback, I have taken umbrage with that. You're at a Pitt game. He's an all-time great Pitt player because he was a Heisman finalist. I know his entire career wasn't great, but the last year was phenomenal, and he got you to unprecedented heights winning the ACC. You respect the man for what he did at Pitt when you're at a Pitt game. But the gloves come off at a Steelers game when he's the Browns quarterback. I'm sorry.
I can't wait for the atmosphere of that game if he does start.
I mean, the
Browns could be 1-4, which if they are, who knows if he is starting.
Yes. Or maybe he doesn't start the season as the quarterback. They're 1-4 and they put him in
yeah,
for that game.
But I mean, I think no matter who the Steelers quarterback is, if Pickett's the quarterback for the Browns, that's going to make for a great atmosphere for a game that may not even feature two good teams.
Would you say, because tell me if you agree with this, I think it would be rock bottom for Mike Tomlin if they had Aaron Rodgers at quarterback and they lost to a Kenny Pickett Browns quarterback team in Pittsburgh.
I'll say it right now.
I don't care what the score is. If you lose by a last-second field goal and you score 35 points, I still think it's an all-time embarrassment.
I would feel confident saying right now, even in all the bad losses they had with Roethlisberger as a quarterback, I think that, to the ego of Mike Tomlin, would be the worst loss of his career. A home game against the Browns, who will likely be bad.
To the quarterback you drafted and kicked to the curb almost immediately?
Yes. That has mostly been an NFL bust.
Oh, man. So, I think Ben's off his rocker here. 412-928-9370. I was the president of the Kenny Pickett fan club. I still like Kenny, but I would, if I were at that game, I might go to that game. I'm going to make plans to go to that game. If I were a fan at that game, I'd boo the crap out of him. And we got Ben saying, hold on, I got to play this one more time because just the way he says it is so funny.
Browns at Steelers. Is that going to be Kenny Pickett's revenge game? Kenny coming in. Shiloh Sanders playing on that. If Kenny comes in, does he get booed or cheered? I think cheered.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
On a road trip. I don't know.
That was Aaron Rodgers a couple days ago at that concert where he was squirting people with a squirt gun, a water gun. And we laughed about it when Kabali was in studio last hour. I actually do think it's the biggest sign we have that he is coming here. And if he doesn't now, that's only going to infuriate and piss off Steelers fans even more, because the Steelers will have put all their eggs in Aaron Rodgers' basket, and we will have proof of him publicly toying with their fans and team emotions with comments like that. Kabali did say with us last hour he thinks Rodgers will be here when mandatory minicamp starts in June. Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast said he believes Kenny Pickett will get cheered here if he's the Browns starting quarterback in week 6. And I made the maybe outrageous claim that I don't think there's a soul listening right now who would actually do that. And we are on the Pitt flagship station. One of my good friends, Fred Iritti, who is as big of a Pitt fan as you'll find, he donates thousands of dollars to the Pitt baseball and volleyball programs. He's such a diehard. He's fought Notre Dame fans at Pitt games before. And he hates my wife because she's a West Virginia fan. texted me to say, I will boo the bleep out of Kenny because he quit on Pitt in a bowl game and quit on the Steelers. Quitter. 412-928-9370. That was sent to my personal text and not the text line, but you can text the text line too, or I can just give out my personal information to all of our listeners at 412-928-9370. Here is here's Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I wanted to talk schemes, if that's okay. I just tuned in. I know you're talking Rodgers. We good with that?
Yeah, I don't care.
This talk about trading him, it kind of infuriates me because it's not just the best prospect in a generation. Anybody that's watched him, it's a special night when he's out on the mound. And the fact that the Pirates wouldn't even be willing, or we think they wouldn't be willing, to market even around that or build a team around that idea, it's really infuriating. This guy's different. We all know it.
So,
but the fact that they don't treat him that way.
So my question is, who are you mad at when it comes to the Paul Skeens trade talk?
The fact that it even has any kind of legs locally, I think, that it's just we're not all just dismissing it as like, we understand why they would talk about it, but we should just be rabidly against it.
Yeah, but you just said something that makes it hard to be rabidly against it, and that's trusting the Pirates to actually build around the guy.
Which I'm not arguing that, but
right.
the fact of the matter is we've just never had a guy like this in town here. We haven't. I mean, Clemente, maybe. I'm too young.
As far as pitchers go, and Candelaria won huge games and isn't a Hall of Famer, but was really good. And Drabek also won a Cy Young in 90. And Gerrit Cole was good here, but better after he left. I feel very comfortable and confident in saying he is the greatest pitching talent in the history of the team. And the reason why he won't go down as the greatest pitcher in the history of the Pirates is for only one reason. He won't be here long enough to amass the statistics to be that. But he will be, I think, their greatest pitching talent ever. I think he already has showed that in his first year here. But the issue is that we just, if you're that far away from winning with him, how do you get closer to winning? You can either spend money and make good trades and build around him and draft right, or you can trade him for a king's ransom and try to find a shortcut. And that's why the trade talk, even if it is hypotheticals, if you trust what Ben Cherington said yesterday, it is compelling to me because it might be a way out of this abyss that the Pirates are in. The problem, though, too, is the GM who would orchestrate that trade is a nincompoop. And so I would not trust him to do that correctly. Donnie has referenced the Juan Soto trade that Washington made with San Diego, and one of the guys the Nationals got back in that deal was pitcher Mackenzie Gore. And Donnie has said that if Ben Cherington were in the same spot, he would have gotten who back instead of Gore? Al Gore. Thank you.
Maybe Frank.
Here, that's a good one too. Here is our buddy Dave in Delmont. Hello, Dave.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Dave.
First of all, I think Kenny Pickett will get booed out of the stadium. But I wanted to ask you and Donnie a question.
Sure.
That I've always, just thought of. If Russell Wilson, which he played good, and I'm not saying I wanted to re-sign him, but if he played half decent against bad teams, and then when we really needed him the most, he didn't play that good against the last five games and then playoffs?
Yep.
Where do you get signing T.J. Watt, who disappeared for those five or six games, and not only sign him, but sign him to one of the most expensive contracts in the league? I just don't understand because
Watt's body of work with the Steelers is much better, and Watt is only 30, whereas Wilson is 36 and on his third team. That's why you would argue doing it.
Right.
I for one would not. I would trade him, although it seems like the return in a trade for him is not as good as we thought. Right.
Well,
exactly.
The only thing is, and I know it's easy to say, we haven't won a playoff game with Watt.
Yep.
So it's not like we've won two Super Bowls with him and we're thinking about trading him.
Isn't that the same exact thing we just talked about with the color brought up with Skeens? If you ain't winning with a guy for as good as he is, how valuable is he to you? He might be he's super valuable to other teams. In a team that's a pass rusher away, TJ Watt could be the missing piece. But he's clearly not the missing piece for the Steelers because they've had him for all these years and they haven't won anything. And I get it. It's not all on him. And the offense has needed to be better. But let's not pretend like the defense has been great in these playoff games. And let's also not pretend like he's been the most dependable in those spots. I know some of it's bad luck, but he hasn't even been healthy in a lot of those games. So, I don't know. It's just, I think all of our teams are in a pretty crappy spot right now, guys. And we have to find ways to have conversations here with you that allow for you to vent and voice your frustration about that, but also not just depress the holy hell out of you either. So that kind of is a fine line to walk. I truly believe, and I've said this off the air and on the air, the reason why 93.7 The Fan exists and the reason why radio stations like The Fan are here is because we need to be here. Stuff like, I guess it's a little bit different now because there's other places you can go. You know, but when radio first launched, there wasn't the internet and everything else. But it's nice to have a community where like-minded people who have the same interest, a team or a city, can talk about their frustrations and pent-up rage and all those things and get it off their chest. People will accuse radio hosts of being too negative, which I think is really funny and completely wrong because as Donnie would tell you, this is a guy that has produced radio shows here at an extremely high level for now. How long have you been here in either a part-time role or full-time role?
Five and a half years.
So that's a lot of shows. You've probably now produced, I would say, close to 1,000 shows, maybe more.
Yeah, I mean, right? If you count like the early days, yeah. Then I started with you guys in like,
yeah,
what, the middle of, or like December of 21.
Would you say, and you've hosted shows too, is it easier to take calls after a big win or after a bad loss?
Bad loss. 100%.
So whose fault is that? Is that on the host? That's just how people, I think, are wired, how fans are wired. And I see no problem with that.
I see a bad loss. Like, yeah, I'm upset with a bad loss too, but I also see it if I'm hosting, let's say.
And you're like, oh my God, this is going to be like stealing candy from a baby.
I mean, you just open up the phone lines, you give a little soliloquy about whatever, and then
away we go.
Just reeling them in.
Yep. Reeling them in. Here is Brandon in Sewickley. Hello, Brandon.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Not bad.
Raleigh, but I've just been chipping around in my brother's backyard patiently waiting on hold.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit. I'd love to talk to you. Let's see if we can establish a better connection here. You there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. No, I'm chipping around in my brother's backyard at Sewickley. I usually call from Raleigh, and I wanted to say no way Rogers is in town. If he was, he would have signed this morning, right?
I don't know. What if he's doing more reconnaissance work and more homework on the Steelers and still isn't exactly sure?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if he was there, he's signing this morning and catching a plane back out to Malibu.
But why would he just need to – why would he sign and leave? What would be the point of that? Wouldn't he want to get to work? I mean, they've got practice on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about Tuesday. I didn't think that was until June 10th.
That's okay, Brandon. I mean, the one on June 10th is mandatory. The practice on Tuesday is going to not be all that demanding, and it's voluntary. Like T.J. Watt, Kabali said, will not be there. But I think it is – it's a leadership position, man. And, hey, Watt plays one too. But, you know, I just – if you're Aaron Rodgers – and one of the issues with your previous team is that there was some question regarding whether you were all in or not because you blew off stuff like this and it ended poorly. I would be out to prove to people that this time it'll be different and people aren't going to be able to accuse me of not giving it my all or trying my best. If it doesn't work here with the Steelers, one thing people can't, critics or pundits can't accuse me of is not giving it my damnedest. And If he's not here for this stuff, then you can absolutely make that claim that he's in this state in his life as an athlete where I think Chuck Knoll would advise Aaron Rodgers to just hang it up. If you've thought about retirement, you should just retire. And it's obvious that Rodgers has at least explored that and considered.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That. We have an opportunity for you to become one of us. Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, Thursday, June 5th, 7 to 9. Take part in our next Up on the Fan talent search. We're going to multiple locations this summer to try to find the next top host in Pittsburgh. We're going to pick two winners from each location, and then there'll be a final round showdown to declare the winner. For more info, including dates and locations, go to 937thefan.com. At 4:30, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Archie loves Donnie, and that's a perfect segue into our Donnie football debrief. Brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Every day at 4:30, Donnie brings you the biggest football topic of the day. Don?
The debrief, May 23, 2025. So we got the big news yesterday, the change with the college football playoff, where it will be a different seeding formula for them following the first year of the 12-team field. And that spurred a response from Boise State Athletic Director Jeremiah Dickey. Not sure if he's related to R.A.
Cy Young winner.
Or the guy that makes the like blue-collar pants that our blue-collar listeners may
You're going to be
use.
Shocked by this. I have a ton of Dickies in my closet. Dickey overalls, Dickey jeans, Dickey boots.
What do you have Dickey overalls for? To look like Big Ed?
Well, for yard work.
What? Come on.
What, if you're going to go work outside, you wouldn't think about putting overalls on? Overalls are a perfect outside. You're in the mulch.
Yeah, I feel like my go-to for that is always like some sort of like Dickies pants, mm-hmm. and then just like an old hoodie.
Yeah. I'll try the overalls sometime. See if you like them.
Anyway, he took to Twitter to respond to the college football playoff format change. Please call it the Boise State policy. Legacy is important. It would make us feel better. When the system is created to keep you down, you fight like hell to break it. Nothing to lose. Always what's next. Believe in epic. I don't know if that's one of their sayings.
I disagree with him on this. If,
I do too.
If they change the policy and no team outside of the Power Four was guaranteed a spot, then I think he could complain about how they were just trying to kick the little guy in the groin. But they're still giving a spot to one of those teams. So do something with it. Last year, you got a bye. You didn't deserve it. You weren't one of the four best teams in America. The funky seating allowed for you and Arizona State to get byes, even though neither team really should have had it. What a slap in the face that was to the ACC that the committee thought Boise and Arizona State were both better than Clemson. And so you got stuck, or you didn't get stuck. You got rewarded for something you didn't deserve, and you blew it. You didn't play well against Penn State. You didn't look like you deserved to be on the same field as them. So you should probably shut the hell up if you're Boise State's athletic director. One thing, and I'm so mad at myself because you know it's bad as a talk show host when somebody makes a point to you about this after the fact, and I'm like, what is wrong with me? How did that light bulb not go on when this was brought up yesterday when we were vamping while Pomp was blowing us off temporarily? And then we had Pomp on and we found out that Neil Armstrong was one of the five people he wanted to go to dinner with, which blew our minds. Notre Dame now has zero incentive to join a conference. Because if they're just going strictly by rankings, the caveat before was you needed to be a conference winner. So Notre Dame could never get a bye into the quarterfinals. Well, now they can. So the Golden Domers yet again get to have their cake and eat it too.
Yes, right? Yeah, and I'm not going to get upset with that now being kind of a loophole for them because I do think this will create for a better playoff. Like, put the four best teams in.
Yeah.
You know that you're working your way toward like two or three power super conferences anyway.
And I, look, I've... Chris and I both do not like Notre Dame. We're both Catholics, so I feel like I have more... you have to respect that opinion more because I'm saying it as a someone that was confirmation class and communion and everything else, and I still can't stand them. It's not like they take advantage of their independent status in this regard. They don't schedule cupcakes. They play a pretty good schedule. If they were an independent and they were playing a bunch of, now they lost to one of these teams last year, Northern Illinois, but if they were playing a bunch of MAC teams and feasting on scrubs and going 11-1 or 12-0 and getting into the playoff, that would tick me off. They play good teams. You know, so I don't feel like they take total advantage competitively of being an independent and making their own schedule. Do you get what I mean? They're not playing an SEC schedule. We get that. But they're also, for the most part, playing a top 15, top 20 schedule every year. When they go 11-1, they usually have earned it and are a pretty good team. As
yeah,
we saw
I mean,
last year, they went all the way to the championship game.
Even if they did have a year where they took it easier and they went 11-1 or 12-0, they'd be looking at the 12 seed. They'd be looking at the worst seed in the whole thing. I feel like the committee that puts this together would say, okay, like Notre Dame's getting in, but they're getting 11 or 12.
We'll give them a tough... Man, they... It's tough for me, though, to agree with that because I feel like there were years where they didn't really deserve it, but they put them into the smaller playoff. And I felt like they did it because they wanted to get Notre Dame that game because they knew it was going to be what's best for business, for the ratings and revenue. Like last year, to their credit, they showed that they belonged. They beat Penn State. They got all the way to the championship game. They didn't get a free meal. They had to earn it.
Now, did you go back and look to see what the playoff would have looked like?
Yes. Yeah, we brought that up.
In this format.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, Penn State would have been the four seed.
Yes.
And they would have played the winner of Clemson and Notre Dame.
Yeah, which I know it's like hindsight 2020, but with how a lot of those games went, it would have been a lot better if we had this format last year. So I think this is ultimately a good thing. Like, I mean, I don't care if the top four seeds that get a bye, I don't care if it's two Big Ten, two SEC, I don't care if it's all four in the Big Ten or SEC.
Mm-hmm.
The four best teams should get a bye, and then you play out the rest of it.
Would you say that Sarah's a big football fan?
Moderately, yeah.
Would you say she's a bigger football fan or bigger Steelers fan?
Steelers fan.
Okay. So a Steelers game is never going to be an issue with her. She roots for the team and she wants the Steelers to win and she cares about them. How do you, how are Saturdays with her? Like, if you want to veg out and watch Pitt, Penn State, and Ohio State and spend an entire Saturday watching college football, is that going to fly with her, or do you have to usually punt on that and pick your spots with college football? I don't know why I'm asking those questions so, like,
I mean, she's
slowly, like I'm tiptoeing around it, like I'm picturing her next to a radio getting ready to, like, punch me through the speaker. I'm not really asking you if you're cheating on her. I'm asking you if she can tolerate 2 days watching football consecutively.
No, I mean, she's fine with watching Pitt, too. I mean, she has a degree from Pitt.
But she also roots for Duquesne.
Well, she undergrads Duquesne.
So what is she
going to
do week one when Pitt plays Duquesne in the Football City game?
I don't know. I have to figure that out. I mean, put up your Dukes, maybe? I mean, I feel like the undergrad you always have a stronger bond with, no?
I didn't go to grad school or law school, but I would have to agree with you on that.
That was where you spent more time, more likely. But no, I mean, she normally doesn't have an issue like watching a Pitt game, and if it's a big one for Penn State or Ohio State, yeah, I'll try to make that push. But I mean, I'm not going to make her sit through Ohio State versus Toledo. We know that game's going to be 42-0.
Do you have a 2-TV room?
No, but we have YouTube TV.
You can split
where it gives you the automatic like quad box. Very nice feature.
But she doesn't want to watch a show in the quad box. She wants that screen to be dedicated to the show that you guys are watching, right? Like, could you get away with, on a Saturday, you want to watch Ohio State, but she wants to watch the Kardashians? Would she be cool with you guys splitting the TV and then the volume being on the Kardashians?
I haven't even looked to see if that's a possibility.
Okay.
You might have to do like a customized quad box, and I haven't ventured through those waters yet.
Because I feel like I'm starting to lose those battles, especially now that we have Stella. So my new thing is either having the tablet or, I mean, worst case scenario was the phone's out. So she's got like some kid's movie on or some show she wants to watch, and then I just have to suck it up and watch the game on the tablet. Or like 2 nights ago, I'm watching the Knicks game on the phone in bed because it was just such I couldn't turn it off because of the crazy ending. And she's like, it's after 11 o'clock. What are you doing here? It's a bright light. But I'm like, I'm not. Yeah, I get it. You're pissed. I'm just not going to not watch this.
See, now, Sarah also gets the benefit of at least the first half of the day. I'm not even home because I'm off doing a college football game, whether it be St. Vincent or somebody else.
Are you going to keep doing that this year?
Yeah, I am. I may do a few more games with Bechtold, too, when St. Vincent's
Didn't Bechtold
not home.
Win an Emmy or something like that?
I don't know if they got first, but I think they're on the medal stand for his call of the CMU W&J game.
Good for him. All right, Don. Thank you. That was the debrief.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.